Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar, publisher of Floor Focus Magazine and FloorDaily.net. And this morning, I'm talking to you from the Cleveland, Ohio area, and we're actually at the Johnsonite headquarters right outside of Cleveland. And I am with Jeff Kresa, the director of marketing, and with Sharon Folliard, the vice president of design and development. You guys doing well this morning?
Doing well, Kemp.
Yes, good morning, Kemp.
Great. I appreciate you guys sharing some time with our listeners today. There's some interesting things. Those of you who might not have been exposed to Johnsonite recently, may not know that, here's a company that is well known. If you've read of any of our design surveys, always picked in the top five as far as easy to do business with, very well known. Key to color. Color is a big part of what they talk about. It's very important to them, and they're very good. If you go through their plants, they're very good at knowing how to make color work with their products. But also have been known up to a certain point as traditionally a rubber company, and that's changed. And that's one of the reasons I want to do this interview, because they've actually added vinyl and linoleum as two other product categories that they offer. So let me throw this one to you, Jeff. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how that evolved?
Sure, Kemp. If you go back about 18 months ago, Tarkett out of Europe acquired Johnsonite in December of 2005, actually. And we took the entire year of 2006 to work on our infrastructure of how we integrate products that were being manufactured by Tarkett, commercial products, in Europe into the Johnsonite line. And starting in January 2007, we actually rolled out linoleum, homogeneous, and heterogeneous vinyl products under the Johnsonite name as the Tarkett Collection, and has now been out in the marketplace just over a year, which has kind of extended our flooring offering to the market, where once we were a specialty flooring and flooring accessories provider, and specialized truly in rubber flooring. We now offer a full breadth of resilient products, from rubber to linoleum to homogeneous and heterogeneous vinyl.
And so, as I know the Johnsonite is so customer focused. Every exposure I've ever had is, you put the customer first. And so, what is it to your customer by having these other categories that you offer now? What does it mean to the customer?
Well, what that means is, our view as a brand is we've always put people in the center of what we do. And what that truly means is that within any space, our product should contribute to the productivity and to the return on investment of the space. We truly look at flooring as an investment rather than as an expense. And as an investment, it should deliver a measurable return. And we typically measure that through the safety of the space, the efficiency of the space, or the motivation of the people who heal, who learn, who work within that space. Prior to having the Tarkett Collection, when it came to a full solution for, let's say, a healthcare institution, our flooring solution would be rubber. Now with the Tarkett Collection, we've been able to integrate these products from Tarkett, from Europe, into a portfolio that allows an end user, a facilities person at that healthcare facility, or the architect or designer who's working on it, to optimize the return within the space. They can use a Johnsonite product like Optima, which is an IQ-constructed homogeneous vinyl. It needs no wax, no finish for the life of the product. They can use that as a monolithic surface within an operating room. In the same facility, they can go to a Johnsonite traditional rubber product for areas like stairwells, for areas like nurses' stations, where they're looking for a little more slip resistance or a little more comfort underfoot. And let's say, for instance, that that same hospital has certain areas where they're interested in sustainability and have a little more focus on that. So let's say a NICU, for instance, they can go to a Johnsonite linoleum product and use it within that area as well. So truly, that healthcare facility can optimize their flooring performance within every space with one brand and a single solution from Johnsonite.
And so, I mean, you're a one-stop shop company now that you're able to offer all these different subcategories of resilient. And, you know, Sharon, I know you spend a lot of time talking to the design community. How has this been received with the design community?
Well, I think they really appreciate being able to get everything in one place because it's easy. And one of the things that we've tried to do to pull it all together is not only look at color that we needed for North America, so we've recolored all of the lines, so they now are North American palettes, but we've tried to pull it together through color as well. So we have a new system we've introduced called Color Foundations, and we use the word foundations because they're the foundational colors, or really the neutrals, that are used throughout all facilities. So we did a combination of the warm gray and the cool gray and the warm beige and the cool beige and the black and the white, which are pretty much the neutrals that you'll find throughout all the facilities. And we now made those available ongoing throughout all the product categories. So as Jeff mentioned, if you're trying to do one institution, one healthcare facility, and you're working with a warm gray palette, you'll be able to get that same warm gray ongoing throughout all the different product offerings. And that also makes it nice when you're trying to do renovations and additions and such, that those are ongoing availability. So we've tried to tie it together through the color, and people appreciate that. Everybody's trying to find something that simplifies their life. So this color system helps simplify things.
I've looked at your architectural folders, and I mean, you know, just by looking at it, you are taking, you know, you're helping the designer or the facility manager who's ever working through the thing. You're actually making their job easier by giving them these three categories of products that work together in a color match situation. And as you say, you call that color foundations. Okay, so let me ask you this: you know, green is always a big topic that this design community is always tuned into. Sharon, can you give us a little background on, I mean, do they ask you which one of these surface types is has got a better green story?
Sure. The designers are always trying to compare and contrast which products are better for applications, which products are better for sustainability. And I think it really depends on what they're trying to do as a priority and what their customer considers a priority. So we've talked a bit about having a homogeneous sheet vinyl. So we have a category we call IQ, that's no wax, no polish for life. So that means that not only would the product have a high recycled content, that particular category of product, but it means that you wouldn't need all the water and the chemicals and things to keep that type of maintenance system going with the stripping and the waxing and all of that. So it makes it more simplified and is better for the sustainability story for that end user. If you're looking at something like linoleum, perhaps you'd be looking at the fact that the materials will biodegrade in a landfill. They would be rapidly renewable, so someone might consider that the priority. When you look at the category of rubber, a lot of the rubber products can be reused. At the end of the life, you can pick them up and move them and put them into a different space, or they can be recycled into something else. And so it really depends on what the client's priorities are as to which is the most important. And the story that we've been telling related to sustainability is something called the triple bottom line. And the triple bottom line looks at the different elements that are important that need to be balanced. So you look at the environmental, which could be how you use your raw materials and the energy, the indoor air quality of the space, balanced with the safety and the productivity of the people, and the financial return for the end user.
Okay, guys. Well, I appreciate you giving our listeners a quick rundown on what's going on with Johnson Ice. Exciting times up here. I know that you consistently have been growing, you know, every year, double-digit growth every year. So you must be doing some things right. And I've been talking this morning with Jeff Crasa, Director of Marketing with Johnsonite, and Sharon Folliard, the Vice President of Design and Development. And you're listening to FloorDaily.net.